Rotary International is a global network of 1.2 million neighbors, leaders, and problem solvers who see a world where people unite and take action to create lasting change across the globe, in our communities, and in ourselves. They are providing service, promoting integrity, and advancing world understanding, goodwill, and peace. Rotarians are committed to support activities that strengthen the conservation and protection of natural resources, advance ecological sustainability, and foster harmony between communities and the environment. Please stay with me to hear from the president of Rotary International to learn more about their important work and their impactful work. Welcome, everybody. I'm Gina Murphy-Darling, and this is Impact Earth, Mindful Living. If ever there was an upside to this pandemic, and I'm sure there are some upsides, I have experienced them myself, one event in particular stands out for me. As a very long-time committed Rotarian, I had the honor and privilege to actually hear our guest present to my club, the Rotary Club of Tucson Sunrise, several months ago. His passion for making a difference in the world, his insights about climate change from a global perspective, and his overall approach to global challenges inspired me, re-inspired me. So please join me in welcoming Rotary International President Holger Knack. Holger, it's so great to have you here. I'm sure you can hear it in my voice. So, and you know, as a way of introducing you, I didn't want to share your bio because people can read about that in the show notes for this show. What I wanted to share is the reason I immediately left my Rotary meeting and called our show producer to see if we could book you for an interview because of your passion for making a difference, your global view about climate change and why it shouldn't be a cause for debate, and your overall genuineness and openness with our club. I really wanted to hear and learn more about you because I think you're an amazing human being dedicated to making a difference. And so here my dream has come true. So thanks for taking the time to be with me. I know the demands are many on an RI president.
Thank you very much. It's a great pleasure for me to be with you. And by the way, visiting your club, and of course I can remember that, your Sunrise Club. And you know, that's one of the opportunities with this pandemic right now. You can very easy visit every Rotary Club in the world just by dialing in, and it works really good.
And you know, one of the things that people that don't know as much about Rotary as you and I do is that your job would typically be traveling almost the whole year, going around the world, meeting with other Rotary Clubs, districts, doing zone institutes, but you would not have been able to present much to individual clubs since there are so many of them around the world. So that's how the pandemic impacted it. You started doing your work from behind your very powerful microphone, and we got to have you, and we were so excited. And of course, Georg is our president, and he is from Germany, so it was a double pleasure for him. And Benjamin, our incoming president, speaks German fluently, so we were all really happy. So before we jump into the many, many questions that I have for you, rumor has it that we're doing this interview on German Father's Day. And since you have such a big heart and have made so much of a difference for kids all over the world through Rotary Youth Exchange, I just wanted to wish you happy Father's Day.
Thank you. Yes, as you know, I'm not a real father, but I'm a passionate host father. And that definitely changed also our life.
And I remember you saying that at our club, that it was really, you know, you do your work by working with kids all over the world who need role models like you to have an impact. So let the fun begin. As I said to you before we got on the air, I have been a Rotarian for well over 30 years at this point, and it always surprises me that I meet people, continue to meet people that don't know what Rotary is and what we do. So can you just give us an overall description of Rotary and its size and the area of focus for RI, the areas of foci, I think I should say.
Yeah. You know, no, Rotary is, I think it's really an amazing organization. 1.2 million people of action in everywhere, and from all continents and cultures, who deliver long-term solutions for the world. And by the way, Rotarians meeting regularly and become friends. And I think What is important for us, Rotarians use their professional background to help the world. I think that's what we are doing, meeting regularly, exchanging ideas, and then coming to action. I think that's for me the important thing. And by the way, there is another thing I love to tell people, especially younger people of today. So for me, Rotary is the ideal platform of today for young and old, a good platform for doing service projects locally and international. So any things are possible, any opportunities. As I said, Rotary is not just a club that you join, it's an invitation to endless opportunities.
I just want to echo that. And you know that even on the call that you did with us, there were so many young people involved with our club. I mean, we encourage it, we want it, we have Interact, we have Rotaract, and they stay connected and they invite us to their events and they come to our events back in the day when we had events. But even now, it's starting to get a little better. And it's so telling to me that it really is multi-generational. And you pick, there are 7 areas of focus, and we really don't need to go into all of them because I'm going to encourage people to visit the RI website and do a little bit of homework and read more about it. But I do want to focus in on the big one for me, which is what I got so excited about. I work to raise awareness about the clear and present danger of climate change and what it's doing to marginalized community, what it's doing to our planet. And it's endless and it's relentless. And the newest area of focus for Rotary, the 7th area, is the environment. And I know there are so many moving parts and there's politics and there's committees. I'm thrilled when the environment became the newest area of focus. So can you elaborate on this area and what kind of impact there has been so far for the area focusing on the environment? Because there's been a lot done.
Yes, thank you for that question. I think environment was always important for Rotary. That's nothing new. There are hundreds of projects related to the environment since many, many years. And I think what is new is this focus group really focused on the environment. And to be very honest, I think it was really high time that we have this focus because that's so important for, especially for younger people, that we have this area of focus. Just let me give you just one example. This is since, I think, 4 years right now that Rotarians realized more than 100 projects on mangrove planting in the Philippines, Thailand, Kenya, and this area. And these are natural-based solution projects for coastal protection. And I think what we try to do, and that's one of the major points, is to involve all kinds of stakeholders, such as local partners and large partners. I think that's where we are successful.
It's such an integrated approach, is what I would call that. You have RI, which is a big, huge leadership arm, which has so many moving parts. But then you have zones and districts and clubs. And what I love about Rotary is you can literally think globally and act locally and act globally. So you have grassroots clubs like ours that are going for global grants to help support our big ideas. And I love how it happens. It's not dictated by a group of people that decide this is what would be good for the planet or for your community. It all comes from membership. Do you think that's a fair assessment of how it all works?
Absolutely. That's how our Rotary Foundation works. You know, but the beauty is and these areas of focus is a focus area of our Rotary Foundation. And you are not just contributing the money to our foundation. You are really also look where your projects are. And this is so different. This is different in your country, as you said. It's different in Asia. And it's really indeed a grassroots organization. And what I really love here is if people ask me, where is Rotary? And I just can tell you, Rotary is not going anywhere. Rotary is everywhere.
It is everywhere.
I think that's really the important thing of Rotary. And while we have these problems, this environment problems, these climate change problems everywhere. So that's why I think all over the world, Rotarians are really interested in not just saving our environment, but also in fighting global warming here.
So I agree, and this is a two-part question, because you really do have not just a global view, but global experience. You're working with people from all over the world. What are your thoughts about the shape we are in as a planet? That's one. That's a big, heavy-duty question. And then I'd like your insight as to where the U.S. fits in with the rest of the world in terms of the urgency to bring about change. It's two parts, and really, speak the truth here at Mrs. Green's World. It's like we still have climate deniers.
Absolutely, and this is everywhere. I think what all of us have to recognize that climate change is affecting everybody in this world. Every region is affected. While poverty, for example, just affects special continents, areas, but climate change is important for everybody in this world. Even rich countries like California, Australia, Sweden, all these countries saw terrible bushfires in the last 2 years. And so this shows us everybody is affected by climate change, and so everybody worldwide has to take care of that.
It's just so undeniable. And I think it's important that people know, our listeners know, that so far as my research showed me, we've spent close to $20 million in global grants over the past 5 years in areas like community economic development, water, sanitation, hygiene projects. It's hard sometimes to sit in your comfortable home with your flush toilet and your running water and realize how many millions of people around the world don't have access to it, and including people right here in the United States. So that's the work of Rotary. I hope that we're going to get involved in bringing water to the Navajo Nation. I mean, Holger, it's almost embarrassing for me to tell you, 40% of the people living on the Navajo Nation don't have access to clean water. They are the indigenous people. They lived here from forever. So Rotary, we're working on getting involved in projects with that. So I want to ask you, because of where you sit at the 60,000 foot level, what do you think are some of the greatest needs right now? Is it hunger? Is it water? Is it the advancement of sea levels for marginalized populations? Do you have any on your top three or four list of what the greatest needs are right now as we sit here and talk about it?
I would definitely start with peace, because, you know, a safe environment. So I think that's the basis for everything. And with peace and environment, it's so close to me, because in the very early beginning, it has to start with us, with the little things of today. It's about peace. For me, care is for me the basis for peace and also for a safe environment. Taking care of our neighbor, our family, our neighbor next door, but also our neighbor beyond our borders. I think that's for me the basis of peace. And the same is for environment. It's if we want to be in harmony with our environment, with our world, with our planet, I think we have really to take care of everything. And by the way, it starts with these small little things.
Yes.
If I think of the environment, switching off the light if you are leaving the room, don't cool your rooms or not overheat your rooms in winter. That's not for Arizona, but here for Germany. And what I always used to say is, don't drive too fast on the German autobahns. All these small...
Oh my gosh, that's a whole nother story of terror.
But we can save so much energy here. I think there are investigations of about 20%, just taking care of it and with these small little things. And there are so many more.
And Germany's leading the charge in terms of, it's one of the countries that's really stepped up in terms of green energy and solar. And I've read a lot about it, about what Germany has been and continues to do to be over its dependence on fossil fuels. So there's that leadership piece. And like you said, there are so many grassroots efforts that are needed. There isn't just one. Also, as you know, a lot of the conflicts, the global conflicts, are based in what's happened because of the impact of climate change. When you don't have any food and your land is fallow and there's no rain coming and you can't plant crops, you move. You bring your family to wherever you can to help find hope and food and a safe place. And there are a lot of global conflicts who have had their genesis in the impact of climate change. A lot of people don't realize that, especially in Syria, the reason why there was such a migration of refugees is because there was starvation.
Yeah.
And people moved. It wasn't a political basis. It was starvation. And then it became political. Do you agree with that, Holger?
Absolutely. And there is another example, but just happened a couple of days ago, between countries of Kyrgyzstan and Turkmenistan up in the Himalaya area. And there was a shooting just because of the use of water.
Yes.
And this is something, this is the terrible thing. And I think we will see more of these problems in the next years because of lack of water in so many regions of our world.
I agree. I had a guest on literally 10 years ago, maybe 12, and he said the biggest wars of the future are going to be fought over water, and we're seeing it already. That was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to make this a recruiting call for membership necessarily, but we have thousands of people who listen from all over the country and the world. What words of inspiration can you provide to ask people to consider getting involved, to joining a local Rotary Club? I don't want Rotary to do anything but flourish. So how can we use this time? What would you say to someone listening why they should be a part of this amazing organization?
You know, yes, when I choose this theme, Rotary opens opportunities. It's, of course, it's for the people we serve, but of course for us, I think we have to tell people that there are so many opportunities becoming a member of a Rotary Club. As I said, this use of this amazing local and international network, it's about personal growth. I think it's about becoming a better leader, a better citizen, a better human at all. And there are so many other things. For me, for example, it was also important getting a totally different horizon, a broader view on everything, because being a club member with so many different people, different backgrounds, different professions. And I think this really opens your eyes. And as we said in the beginning, it's you will become another human being a Rotarian.
I could not agree with you more. My daughters both went on the summer youth exchange out of the country, and they're both here right now. My third daughter isn't here, but we were talking about it last night, and it was very hard for them. And they said it. They said, "Mom, it was really hard for us. We're glad we did it, but it made them appreciate everything they had." I mean, they had great host families and all of that, but they saw the world through very different eyes. And both of them, all three of my daughters, are travelers, and they just want to go to different places and experience, you know, the global planet. So everybody, find a local club. You can volunteer. You don't even have to join. And it's just part of something, being part of something so much bigger than yourself. So Holger, here's a question. I never want to play stump the guest, but what gives you hope for the planet? There is so much bad news. We had 400 people shot in the United States just the past weekend. Violence is everywhere. There's the clear and present danger of climate change. The impact is being seen more and more. What gives you hope? What makes you think we might be able to get ahead of this and slow things down a bit?
Yes, you're absolutely right. I'm not just concerned about climate change. I'm also concerned about this strange individualism. Everybody's just looking after him or her instead of looking for the whole. And I think Rotary is, of course, one of the solutions, because we stand for tolerance, and that's what is needed. And as you said, looking beyond you, looking beyond your borders, Rotary gives you an opportunity to see the world as a whole and not just your own place, your own city, or even just not more than your own country. So I'm always hopeful. because I know that there are so many good people in this world. And if they start thinking, and if they start thinking globally, because, you know, this is, there's just one world. And as the French president once said, there is no plan B.
I know.
And no planet B we have.
I know.
I think this is such an, and I think if people start thinking of that, I think that's. I think then. I have always hope if people start to think, and not just, and don't stop thinking. And so I'm always in hope because we have so many global organizations, starting with the United Nations, and Rotary is aligned with the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. And so I think there are so many people on the right way, and so. I'm always hopeful, no doubt.
It's probably one of the reasons I wanted to have you on the show, because I can tell you that Mrs. Green is not always hopeful. You know, when you spend a lot of time around some of the climate scientists and what people are telling me about this pandemic, that it's not the last and all of those things, it's hard. But being in Rotary and seeing just what our club is doing every day to make a difference in our community. We just started a project to gather yarn for women in Bali through another Rotary Club. So where can you have the opportunity to be and watch your money, your passion, whatever you can contribute, have a global impact? I mean, it's what keeps me in. Some days I'm thinking, well, you know, you've been in it over 30 years. Maybe it's time to move on. I'm never moving on. It's like, no, Rotarian for life is how I feel.
But you know, this pandemic and this, then our we are really enforced right now to do everything virtually, and that's really also helping with our projects because we can see our projects firsthand, and we can connect with people we serve, with other Rotary clubs wherever we want to go. We can do this right now. I think this will also change our way how to. And do our projects because we are closer to these regions and we can really dial into nearly every place in this world and see our money in action when we are doing, I like the word, doing investments, not just contributing,
right,
but doing investments in projects.
Right, long-term systemic change. Let's talk about membership for a little bit, not just membership of Rotary, but you talked about we're suffering from individualism, and I think that's a wonderful way to put it. It's all about me. What's in it for me? What do you think are some of the main reasons why our membership is down, not just Rotary, but other global organizations? What's going on? I joined when I was 40. My friend who was president before me was 30. He was 29 years old, and we had a robust club of 75 members, which to me is perfect. And now we have about 45, and we're on the upswing. What makes it so challenging? What do you see are some of the barriers that Rotary needs to address and overcome?
I think number one, as I said, people here probably unfortunately want to know, what is in for me? What is my benefit?
Right.
And that's one of the first questions we heard. And I think we can tell them what the benefit is to be a member. And I think we also tell them that's not about individualism. This is a dead end street. It's about really, yes, serving a common good, and that's what important. But probably we are too rich. We are too. No sorrows, and probably this pandemic will bring us a little bit down again to learn that we are just can be successful, whatever it is, if we do things together with other people. I think, I hope that this will be one of the outcomes of this pandemic. But
I hope so too.
I'm not quite sure if this works.
And it's that old expression about the whole is so much greater than the sum of the parts. And Rotary epitomizes that. I mean, if you have an idea, you can try to reach out to a club across the country or across the world just by going and spending time on the Rotary website and doing some research. So if you want to make a difference, and I hope you're right. I hope this pandemic has really put a spotlight on the need for connection and helping our neighbors and reaching out of our own comfort zones to stop, think, and make a difference, because there are so many needs out there. It just blows my mind. So what about the role of women in Rotary? When I joined, it really was pretty much mostly white men, I would say that, and in charge at the very high leadership level. I've seen that change and evolve. We're actually going to have an RI woman president, which makes it really sparks joy for me. Do you think there's a really conscious effort to promote leadership for women in Rotary now and in the future?
Yes, it's definitely high time that we will have it.
Thanks for saying that, Holger.
Not our president.
Let's go. That's, I was like,
no
what?
Doubt. Yeah. But again, it starts in the Rotary Club. As more female members are, there are more female presidents, more female district governors and directors. Remember just 2 years ago when Barry Rason was president, there was not a single woman at the board of directors.
I know, don't remind me.
Next year, there will be 9 among 19, nearly 50%. I think
Yes. We
are really making progress. And we are doing not very well in Germany with our percentage of women in our Rotary clubs. We are doing well in membership. We are always growing. But I'm used to tell people, our core value of diversity, that's not a wish list. That's our core value, and we have to live all our core values. There is no pick and choose what is just right now best for us. But I think we are learning right now.
I do too.
And I'm focusing so on diversity yet because I'm totally believe that this makes us stronger, including many. Different people from different backgrounds, not just professions, not just diversity of age or gender, but really different backgrounds. That's what we are looking for, and that will Rotary mix. That will us make much stronger, and I think also more inviting and inclusion and inclusive. Definitely,
I agree. And one of the things you commented on when you were a guest at our club, you said, "I'm so impressed to see all the women." And we have a really ongoing joke in the Sunrise Club here about the significant amount of new members we brought in this year are women. And we're saying, guys, we're about to outnumber you. So get on it. Start recruiting some more men because, I invite my girlfriends and other people do the same thing. So we're really working on, the women in our club are really working on taking over. So we want to be the majority there. I said it. And some of my fellow Rotarians will listen to this. We do it all in fun to just do anything to inspire membership. So before we come to a close, I want to ask you, are there questions you wish I would have asked or a message that you want to bring before we bring the time to close and I say my last words? Is there anything, a message that you want to get out there that I might have overlooked?
No, just inviting people on this call. No, call is not the right word. On this.
Yeah, but it's fine. It's a call. Yeah.
So, yeah, think about that. This is Rotary is a cool organization, and probably there are some cities there is an outdated image, but it's not. We are really changing so fast right now. As you heard, so many women, so many cool Rotary clubs with also fun. We also Rotary is also fun, of course.
It's and true.
my personal view on this is. Fun is, for me, one of the major drivers of success. So even in service projects, if you're having fun with projects, you are much more successful with this. And so join a Rotary Club. It's fun. It's really improving your life. You will live a much better, enriched life with great friends. And not just in your city, not just in your Rotary Club, everywhere. if you go on a trip today, virtual, on a trip with Rotary worldwide, you will meet great people wherever you go. And by the way, people you can take action with. This is the beauty of Rotary. So that's my.
No, I love that you said that. And it's like, it just reminds me of why I wanted to have you as a guest so much and knowing how busy you are. Because if you want to hang out with the cool young people, they have them in my club, and we do projects together, and we have so much fun. And as a volunteer organization, that's my highest criteria. If it's not fun, I'm not going to do it. And obviously, it's provided a lot of fun for me because I've been in for a really long time, 3 decades. It's hard to even believe that. But it's fun. If it's not fun, I pretty much don't want to do it. So, you know, my last words and reflection are, I don't know about what all of our listeners think, but I think I have a clue. When you get to spend time with an amazing guest like this, I get re-inspired, and I'm so clearly reminded of why Rotary matters locally, globally. It really matters. It strengthens my resolve to continue to be a part of my Rotary Club in Tucson, Arizona. And Holger inspires me to be the best iteration of myself when it comes to recruiting members. I'm proud to be a member of an organization that has, without question, led the fight to eradicate polio on the planet. I'm proud that we as Rotarians continue to educate girls and women and to bring clean water to places that don't have access to this very basic necessity for quality of life. I'm proud that my club thinks and acts both globally and locally, whether it's providing backpacks with much-needed necessities for foster children in our community, or for providing bagels several times a week to food-insecure students at our very own University of Arizona, or for spearheading a local yarn drive to collect yarn for women in Bali who have been devastated by this pandemic and who will use the yarn to make things that they can sell that will provide them with ways to feed their families. I am what one might call a very proud Rotarian, and I feel very blessed to be part of a global organization that has someone the caliber of Holger Knack leading the charge. It's been an honor and a privilege, Holger, and I'm so glad you said yes to being on the show, so thank you for that.
I thank you. It's a great pleasure with that, and I normally used to end my speeches with, everything we do in Rotary opens another opportunity for someone, somewhere.
I love that. Those are going to be the final words. I got goosebumps, and that's a great way to end a podcast. So, Holger, thank you. I hope our paths cross in person sometime. If I'm ever in Germany, I will seek you out. And I hope that I get to give you an actual hug, not just a virtual one. So thank you for being on the Mrs. Green's World podcast. I appreciate you and all you do.
Thank you so much.